And so they followed the star. And they came to the birthplace of that miraculous child, conceived in the womb of Mary by the Holy Ghost. The Gospel of Luke says it like this. Luke 1, verses 34 and 35. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? They were only engaged. Your Bible says they were betrothed. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. The only holy baby that has ever been born in this world was Christ Jesus, my Lord. From the manger, he grew. And miraculously so, because at the age of 12, he stood before the doctors of his day and confounded them. Oh, I would imagine they wiped their brow and said, What is this? How does he know so much? Look at his tender age. He went on from there, and on occasion, he healed people, miraculously so. He spit on the ground. He made clay out of it, put it on a blind man's eyes, and he went forth seeing. He was at the sea, out in the sea one day, when the storm rose up, much like a Hawaiian storm. He said, Be still, and the elements calmed. Amen. On another occasion, he walked on those same elements. One of his disciples, who was befuddled by it all, said, Well, if you're really the Lord, tell me to walk on the water. He said, Come. He got out of the ship. And he walked on the water. God enabled him to walk on the water until he lost faith because he saw beyond his Lord a storm brewing. Don't look beyond our Lord, beloved.
Amen.
And then finally and at last he came to the cross. Upon the cross of Calvary, my Jesus died for you and for me. That the promised land of glory we might soon see. He died to save this wicked race, and because I'm one, I feel he died to make me his loving son. And oh, how this makes me think of the value of just one soul when he who made us came back to buy us for such a great toll. Now this is why I love him who died upon the cross, because he gave up all of heaven that we might not be lost. The apostle says it like this, 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, verse 9. For we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich.
Amen.
And how rich can he make us? He can make us eternally rich. There's always one around that wants to discourage us from that eternal view. It's deep sea diving, Satan said, that I will go today to the deepest depths of the deepest sea where God casts sin away. Its richest treasures I'll bring forth, and victory will I win. I'll show those saints that God has lied. He can't get rid of sin. So down he went to the ocean depths, a load of sin to bring, to face each saint with his wicked past. But he couldn't find a thing.
Amen.
For he failed to read in God's own book how he buried our sins so deep that not even the devil can succeed in betraying God's own sheep.
Amen.
Daniel says, there are still wise men alive today. Men and women, that is. And he says this in Daniel 12 and verse 3. And they that be wise. God help us to be wise. What do you say?
Amen.
They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. There's another star. Do you see it shining? No, that's not the question. Are you willing to follow that star? The star is Jesus, the greatest star that has ever lived, the greatest star that has ever existed. And I bid you all, choose him as your star to follow, not for time, but for eternity.
Thank you.
Brother Anthony mentioned that the choir has been footloose and fancy free visiting other churches. But let me just say to the choir, if you represented us in those other churches like you've sung today, I'm glad you win. You represented, you made me feel good this morning. What did you say about chicken skins? Chicken skin. Is that a Hawaiian saying? Goosebumps. I'm more familiar with goosebumps. I want to thank the choir. I want to thank the children's choir. I want to thank the mass choir. Most of all, I want to thank Wanda. Amen. And I want to thank Sharon. Did you see the outfits and all that? That took some labor, huh? You guys think you did something. And you did. I just praise God for your talents, the blending of your voices, and of course it took the director to put it all together. Thank you. Thank you. Let's stand for our benediction. Our precious Heavenly Father, we know that the heavenly host must be pleased with what they've heard today.